forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and then rose again, I'm forgiving. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and then rose again. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and then rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven. Because of you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and then rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you.
As I journey through the land,
singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, there I sing more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan snares me, vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord gives ahead, leads what every time. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When the valley's low, I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched towards the valley low, guiding me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's our path, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my work, He does every keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my way, He doth safely keep. And He leads me gently up through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears of past, all at last, ever to rejoice. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in the city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, rush like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong, when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they came of joy, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. Y'all will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board, when the redeemed are gathering in. and we'll hear his invitation. Come, ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. In the meantime, we got a few more miles to go. When I'm tossed on lots and the waves cover me, and the dark clouds won't let the sunshine through, then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day, than the loudest storm to sleep, sweet heaven's you. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in love's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. Twill be worth it some sweet day. For it all will be over after a while. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in love's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it will be over after a while. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in love's road. One more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. You and I, we're in a battle. Mm-hmm. We're in a fight. Mm-hmm. We got to fight all these false religions and all that stuff.
Right.
False brethren, false prophets, false teachers, false religions. That's the fight we're in. Then we're the culprit, eh?
That's right.
Well, the end of the day will tell who's the culprit. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. I warn that soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watch of 100 circling him. They have filled him in after on the evening dews and then. I can see his righteous sentence by the dim and glaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Ezekiel 3. Chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you must give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you will certainly die, and you do not warn him, you do not speak out to warn the wicked to turn from his wicked deed and wicked lifestyle, so that he may live, that wicked person will die in his iniquity, but I will hold you accountable for his death. But as for you, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wicked deed, and from his wicked lifestyle, he will die for his iniquity, but you will have saved your own soul. And when a righteous man dies, see, I keep saying there's two chapters here. Now here's talking about, up here it talks about the wicked one, but now here's that righteous man. When a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and has set an obstacle before him, he will die. If you have not warned him, he will die in his sin. The righteous deeds he performed will not be considered, but I will hold you accountable for his death. However, if you warn a righteous person not to sin, and he does not sin, he will certainly live because he was warned, and you will have saved your own life. See, that's somebody is going to be held accountable for that false religion out there. And see, you and I, we've done everything that we know to do to send a warning to these Hutterites. That's what the Lord spoke to me back when he saved me. Son of man, I've set you as a watchman. I'm responsible for what they do, but see, I can't twist her arm, you know. You can only tell them. That's what we've been doing for the last 40 years. We went and told them, and now what they do with it, that's going to be their business. We've done everything we could to warn them, mm-hmm. and we've sent out to every commune in Canada and the U.S. and all around the world, even these society brothers, now that we send them a book and we send them a card and we let them know our website. We have done everything that we know to do. We do a lot more, but
can only do so much. You can't twist her arm, you know. Ezekiel was told, just go warn them. What they do with it, that's going to be up to them. That's going to be their business. You can convince them. You can only tell them. You can only warn them. By now, everybody should know that the other religion is not of God. We've been over it and over it again. If they only analyze and sit back and watch the fruit of it. What's the fruit of that Hutterite thing? Just another Hutterite. The foundation of that Hutterite nation is Nicaea Rome. Mm-hmm. People, they don't even know. When we say Nicaea Rome, they don't even know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's the development of the Roman Catholic Church in Nicaea Rome. What Satan does, like we keep saying over and over again, when God does something, Satan is in there like a dirty shirt. To see if he can pervert it. Mm-hmm. See that the early church, they had it. This was built on the foundation of Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the formula that was set in there throughout the grace age. And Paul comes along and he says, whoever preaches another gospel than that we have preached, let that man be accursed. Mm-hmm. And here Satan sits back at the church, early church went to sleep, just exactly like Paul warned, after our departure, grievous wolves will come in. Don't think the devil doesn't going to sit back and then watch somebody take over his county, because he's always on the line. He's always on the move. Always mm-hmm. seeking whom he may devour. He goes around the house of God, seeking whom he may devour. But people that fall asleep, and they callous, and they get rich, and they get lazy, spiritually speaking. And then Satan came in 325 A.D. and had managed to put the church to sleep. And then it brings in his diabolical, satanic formula. It's water baptism and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then that's the foundation of the Roman Catholic Church. That's where it began. And that's the foundation of that Hutterite thing. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. Right. And we've been trying to beat the gums here forever and a day. But see, it falls on deaf ears. They don't want to hear the truth because they're not of God. The reason the people don't like the truth, because they're not of God. They're of the devil. The devil don't like to hear the truth. But see, we've been telling them the truth here forever and a day. And then we get put to the out simply because we're telling them the truth. See, God's going to hold somebody accountable for these people that go to hell. When they die, they just go straight to hell because they don't have the proper faith. They're built on Roman Catholicism. And Paul says, anybody that preaches a different gospel, and that Nicaea Rome, that's a different gospel. That's not built on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the early church, and on the apostles and the prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That Hutterite thing is not built on that foundation. That Hutterite thing is built on the Roman Catholic Church, and I can prove it because they got their pope. They don't call him a pope, Pope Leonard now. They don't call him Pope Leo the Fifth. They call him like Pope Leonard from Delta. You know, they don't call him. They call him an Eldista, Trildista. You know, that's the name they give. You know, mm-hmm. See, the talking points, like you were saying the other day. You're not accustomed to these talking points. You never did adopt these stupid talking points they have. But he's a pope. He's a Roman, just like the Catholic. They got their pope, and then the Catholics, they got their little cubbyhole where you go in there and you do your confession. Mm-hmm. And it's simply not the way the early church operated. Mm-hmm. You confess your sin to the Lord, like it says over John, children don't sin. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Mm-hmm. You go to the Lord with your sins and all that. That piece of garbage and that cubbyhole, that preacher, he's a pedophile, most of them. How can he forgive you of anything? See, it's an upside down world. And while you and I, we're doing, we're telling people the truth, because that's been the commission that the Lord gave me way back in 1971 when he saved me. Son of man, I have set you, I have ordained you to be a watchman over that thing, and that's what we've been doing here. Mm-hmm. For the last 40 years, telling them, told them that baptism that you have is of the devil, told them that we keep putting coals to the fire, you know, and then we tell them, that all these sermons, all that, they were written by the devil. And I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. I'm saying what you're not saying. That's where the deception is. They, not one person is going to tell you the hour and time we're living. Not one person will tell you that the foundation of that Hutterite thing is nice here wrong. They don't even bother going looking at it. Mm-hmm. I was in there at Kangaroo Court time and time and time again because the Lord set it up that way that I just have to go and tell them and warn them. That's befallen our lot, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to be faithful and true for what you've called us to be, Lord. Give us words to say, Lord, to expose the unfruitful works in our heart and to step up to the plate and to expose these that Hutterite religion, Lord, for what it is. Not only that Hutterite, that Amish, all these religions, all these cults out there, Lord, and we've befallen our lot. Just put it out in the open, and what people do with it, their business. We just pray for grace for the right words to say it, Lord, and the right attitude, Lord. We just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's just that simple. For you and I, everything is a wide open book. Like we've been trying to warn these people, just like says here, like in Ezekiel, if you don't warn them, I'm going to hold you accountable. See, if we're not doing what we're doing, God's going to hold you and I accountable because he's given us the commission to warn the people. He's given us the commission to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And he, just like he did Ezekiel. Ezekiel, he went out there to warn these people, but they didn't. It fell on deaf ears, and then they had to suffer the consequences. And then that's all we're doing. We're just putting out a warning, and then they're going to have to suffer the consequences. They can reject it if they want, but it doesn't affect us because that's all we've done all along. We send out warning shots and get rid of this animal. Take him out to the town dump. You got till sundown to get out of here. Otherwise, the sheriff will be out here to pick you up. Like I say, I've been in their Kangaroo Courts time and time again, and the Lord set it up so that someday I'm not going to be found held liable for what they do. It's just that simple.
And I was thinking today, you know, growing up, like I always say, growing up, like I had such a concern for the Hutterites, for those people. I had such a burden for them. I can't describe the burden that I had. And I knew that Hutterite God was not real. That was a God that liked to terrorize people and keep them in bondage. That's that Hutterite religion. That's the spirit behind the Hutterite that system. And there's no nice way of putting it. I know people, they are very offended when I say it's a system. But that's exactly what it is. It's a Hutterite system. It's a system of religion. And growing up, I could see that. Because God had revealed himself to me, like, in a way that I could feel his love. And his love engulfed me. And I knew that the God that the Hutterites were portraying was not the God that I had experienced growing up as a young girl. And like I said, I grew up having such a burden for those Hutterites. For those people, because they're very uneducated, uninformed, unlearned, and because of what that brainwashing system has done to them, they have become so complacent and so self-assured that Hutterite system is going to take them in heaven, that's, they don't look any further, they don't try the spirits to see where what it's all about, and I felt such a burden for these people, and not knowing why, and I thought about that today, and it was as if the Lord was trying to tell me something today, that looking back now, the burden that I had, I don't have anymore, because now we have something to tell them, to liberate them, to set them free. You know, we found the truth for our day. We found the righteousness for our day, the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And now we can present it to them so that they can be set free. But that's all we can do. We can present it to them, and if they accept it, then they're going to be set free. If not, they are not going to be set free. And I don't have that burden anymore. I just thought about that today. Growing up, I had that burden. But as soon as I came to the message, the righteousness of our day, then I was kind of, in a way, set free, because mm-hmm. now we have something to offer these people instead of their religious system. We have the truth, the righteousness for our day, and they can be set free if they can only believe and want what God has for them.
Amen to that. That's our job. And like mm-hmm. I say, back in the days of Ezekiel, he gave the responsibility. Back in 1971, when the Lord came to me, he spoke to me, "Son of man, I have set you watchmen over that Hutterite nation." And that's what we've been doing for the last 40 years. We've been putting out the truth. Because up until I met the message of Brother Man, I didn't know what to offer. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to tell. All I had more Hutterite in it, because that's all I knew. I was raised up in that Hutterite cult. I didn't have the truth for today, because I still had to go find it, because that man came to our house from Forest River Colony. That boss there, the Joe Mandel, he came to our house and he let us know, this is not it. This is just first-class deception. We're being deceived. We're being duped, because he was dead for 17 minutes. And then that's when reality set in, and he came to our house and I heard him say that. And then put me on the search. He said to my dad, "John, there's something out there. If we put our life on the line, we'll find it. There's always something out there." And when he was dead, he just begged and pleaded with an angel to give him another chance. And then he came back and he went from colony to colony to warn the people, this is not, this is just first-class deception. Now I'm using that to add fuel to the fire and to prove to you that that Hutterite thing is nothing but first-class deception. And as I began to search, and I began to dig, and I began to search some more, I found out here not too long ago that the foundation of that Hutterite thing is Nicaea Rome. It's just that simple. And after Martin Luther left the scene, here come these Zwinglis, and here come these thugs, and here come these perverters, the Ekkabuter, and all they were doing, they were taking away, trying to destroy the just shall live by faith. And I saw that. I did some extensive studying and all that. Where does all that stuff come from? Because Hutterite them, these communes and these Amishes and all these brethren down there, all they did is first class communism mm-hmm. on steroids. Mm-hmm. But they don't have a wall around. They got a religious wall, exactly. A fear-mongering uh-huh. wall, and like the Bible says, fear not them that kill the body, but fear him who has power, once the body is killed, to destroy both the body and soul and hell. All these people, the only weapon they have is fear-mongering, and what they have now, because back in the days of the Catholic Church throughout the Dark Ages, they would just take you down, burn you at the stake if you don't agree with them. But here, today, if you don't toe the line, if you disagree with these preachers, with these Hutterite preachers, they put you in shunning. And then eventually, if they can't break it, they'll terminate you, just like it was back in the Dark Ages. And here, these thugs, they call themselves preachers, but they're thugs. They're Satan thugs. They're Satan's, they're actually terrorists. Just like these Imams over in Iran, at the end of the day, they're preachers, they're terrorists. Mm-hmm. And that's what these Hutterite preachers are. And when you don't toe the line, when you don't do what they say, they're just, their true colors come out and they become to terrorize the people. That's what they're doing. That's what you saw growing up. You saw how they would terrorize the people, like that Blumengar Jake. He was a first-class terrorist when people didn't do it his way, he would come and he would terrorize them. Mm-hmm. Just like he was back when I was in one of their kangaroo courts, and I didn't go along with him, and then they decided, you know, you got till sundown to get out of here. Well, so I got up, and I treat them with respect. I said, Jig Fetter, you're the leader here, right? Yep. I said, Jig Fetter, you're the religious leader, what the Bible would call the religious leader. So right to his face in front about that whole, maybe there were 30 people there, 30 or henchmen. And I call it the way it is. I'm speaking plain. And then I got up and I said, you're the, what the Bible would call the religious leader, right? Yep. I said, who crucified Jesus? Where do you want to go with that? I'll tell you where I'm going to go with it. You're doing exactly what happened back in the days of Jesus. You got nothing on me. All I did was tell you guys the truth. And here, you're going to make my wife a widow and my children orphans. Simply because I told you the truth. And now what I'm doing is I'm going to leave you guys. I'm going to go on. I'm not going to bother you. I'll get out of your hair. But before I do, I'm going to go home and tell the Lord exactly how you guys operate. And he's going to hold you accountable because with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged with. I said, you got nothing on me, but I'm going to tell the Lord how you guys operate because I've got scripture with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged therewith. And then I left and I got my car and I got out of there. And eventually, you know, and that all took a process of time, mm-hmm. you know. At the end of the day, that's what happened. And then see, then I started going back and forth, and what happened, then they would go after my family. They'd go after my wife, and tell me, if same as in that same house where you're at, we're going to move you down to Delta. Mm-hmm. See, they use every trick in the book, and then they accused me of leaving my family behind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All I did was tell them the truth, and then they did the rest. And see, that's how corrupt these people yeah. are. And there's just no middle ground with them. And we're exposing what the spirit is that's driving these people. And we're just trying to, actually what we're trying to do, we're trying to set them free. Because mm-hmm. a lot of them don't even like to be in that system. Uh-huh. Because but they're locked in there. And, mm-hmm. and once you become a preacher, then if you don't agree with them, then they put you in the house just to get rid of that job. Well, so they're kind of forced to be in that system, whether they like it or not. And we're just doing exactly what God told Ezekiel. So Ezekiel, if you don't warn them, if you don't tell them, I'm going to hold you accountable. And it wasn't until we got to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack that we had something to deliver those people. Mm-hmm. You can go out there and threaten and all that, but you got to have something to deliver. We found out the truth for our day. We found out that golden nugget. We found that pearl of great price. And now we have something to offer them. We have something to give them a ticket to glory to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Before we found the truth for our day, we didn't. We were just as lost as they were. But see, by God's grace, because we kept moving ahead, we then finally, the Lord brought us to the message for the day, and then of course, we went back and told them. One of the first things I did, I went back and told them. I told them that baptism that is of the devil, and I told them God sent the prophet. And if you reject that, that water baptism that you have was introduced by Satan and Nicaea Rome. And they didn't even as much as look at it. And, see, we did our part. Now the ball is in their court. And then they can either accept it or reject it. It's up to them. That's what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say.
Like over in those medieval countries like Iran, Iraq, and these places, you know, the IRGA or whatever it's called, they're control over the country and they can kill whatever they want. Mm-hmm. If people oppose them, if there's Christians there, they kill them because, you know, they are the law of the land. That they are the law. Nobody's going to tackle them because of their regime until the time comes when God is going to destroy it and puts an end to it. And but here in this country, because of our laws and because of civilization, these religions can only do a certain thing, they can intimidate you and fear-monger you and put you out of their synagogue and shun you and things like that, but they can't kill you. They can do everything but because the law of the land prevents them from doing that, but it's still the same spirit that terrorizes people, you know, and keeps them in bondage and away from the truth, you know, of what God has for the hour and time we're living in, because the devil does not want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. I mean, if they understand, then they will, their eyes will be open and they'll see that living in that system is not the way to heaven, you know. It's a deception. It's such a deceptive form, you know, in many ways. In many ways, it's a good way of living, you know. When you raise children and stuff like that, there's a security there, you know. But when it comes to your spirit and your salvation, that's a different story there. I was okay with living in that system until I was the Lord saved me, you know. Then I started realizing I never really wanted to live in that system. Actually, when I look back, I always told everybody that I'm going to leave the colony one day. I think I was only 11 years old, you know. That's how much I could never really identify with that way of living, you know. It's just not the way that I wanted to spend the rest of my life, is living in a place and being dictated to all my life. It was just not something that my soul and spirit wanted. I wanted to be free to serve God and to walk in His ways and to be of service to Him. And, you know, but it wasn't until I was 21 that, you know, I can really understand why I didn't want to be there. And then the Lord, by His grace, took me off, you know, and brought us to the righteousness of already an hour. And like I said, now we have something to give these people. They don't have to live in that an atmosphere where they are in bondage.
And there you do. When I tell them their preachers are nothing but terrorists, they don't like to use terrorism until they have to, until you challenge them. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling you the other day, right. My mom asked my dad, so what are you going to put Sam in the houses for? Well, he had to come up with something, and then the only thing he could come up with, oh, he had no business challenging us. See, they like to kind of not being challenged, so then they can continue on their diabolical schemes and shame. But the minute you challenge them, then they have to succeed, then they have to reach for that reign of terror, because that's what I say. Mm-hmm. They're nothing but a bunch of terrorists, but they don't like to show it. When push comes to shove, they'll show up and they're just as ruthless as they were back in the Dark Ages. But see here, in this land, you cannot kill the people. You can only, what they do then, they shun you, and then when they use your children to try to break me, like they use my family, to this day, my children are dead set against me. But see, that's what that system does, that's how low down these preachers are. They're using anything that they can to try to terrorize, to try to break you. But see, then they use my wife. Well, the Lord just came down and took her out of their clutches. Now they can't use my wife anymore, but they use my children to try to break it, because mm-hmm. my children, they're under their domain. They're under their regime. I can't even go visit my children. But see, that's all. The Lord allowed us to go through that diabolical system, through their torture chambers. Back then, they would take them out there and they would torture them. Here they're doing the same thing. We went through their torture chambers. Now we can expose it for what it is, and it's the truth of the matter. That's all we're doing. We're now telling them exactly the spirit that's behind it, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness so they can repent of their diabolical ways. Some of them, they don't want to be like that, but see, that's what that system brings. The fruit of the matter is that's what that diabolical Roman Catholic system can only produce, more of the same thing they did in the Dark Ages. But here, as everything is coming to fruition, like we've been up for 600 years, they've been so duped and so deceived, and now here at the end of time, the Lord has taken the reps off, and spiritual wickedness of high places is being exposed because, he said, before he comes. It's right now, we're living in a time frame before he comes. He's going to expose everything out there. He's going to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Mm-hmm. He's going to throw spiritual wickedness in high places. He's going to expose exactly what these preachers have been up to all these years. And we're just bringing everything out in broad daylight. Like I was telling the other day, when you put the crumb in the spring, you don't know what it's barley or wheat or what's in there. And then, but as time goes on and it comes to harvest time, well, I can tell you exactly what's that. That's a barley field and that's a wheat field. Because everything is coming to fruition, and it's the same thing here. The things that had arisen system up till now, it was able to flourish. But here in this end time, all we're just showing exactly what it is, how diabolic it is, where the foundation of it is. The foundation is nice, see it wrong. But in today's hour, you could just punch in your computer, nice, see it wrong. What happened? 325 A.D. at Nicaea, Rome, the bishops and the churches and all these thugs, they came together, and then Constantine made a law: from now on, you're going to be baptized in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then he made a law and a decree, and all of a sudden, the whole church world went into the Dark Ages, and the Christians, the genuine ones, they refused to go down that path, and then they were burned at the stakes. And you can go back and read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, what these people have to go through. Now here it is in time. These Hutterite preachers, they're doing exactly what these terrorists did throughout the Dark Ages. But see, Satan puts on a different cloak now. Now it's a cloak of a religion. Oh, they seem so pious and all that stuff. But see, we're just taking the wraps off. And we're just exposing and telling people exactly what we're supposed to tell them, because we're sent as a watchman to warn the house of Israel exactly what's been going on right under their very nose. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just taking the reps off, and how the thing of it. Now we're the problem, but it's up to them what they're going to do about it. I told them, take your sermons out there, because they were written of the devil. And it's not that these sermons are not true. It's what they don't put in. They're not going to put in there what you and I are saying. They're not going to put in that all they are, they're agents of Satan. They're not going to tell you that Jacob Hutter and all these, they were sent in by the devil to combat the just shall live by faith. Because Martin Luther, he was one of those people, one of those that were ordained by God, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven angels, and then one of the angels that spoke was the fifth one, and he spoke to the vocal cord of Martin Luther, and Martin Luther did exactly what that angel told him to tell him, because this is now eternal life. The just shall live by faith. And Satan, he sits back and sees how he can pervert that thing, and he sends in these tugs. These Peter Riedemann, these Zwinglis, and all these people were sent in, and God only knows how many people were sent to destroy, because they're agents of Satan, to destroy what Martin Luther brought, that seven church age messengers of the Church of Sardis. And while we're taking the reps off, we're telling people exactly the foundation of that Hutterite thing is diabolic and satanic. I don't care how good it looks. I'm just taking you back into the scriptures to prove to you exactly where it originated from. And like I said, Paul said, he did preach a different gospel that we have preached. Let that man be accursed. There's a lot of preachers. There's a lot of people. They saw these preachers in hell. That preacher over here from El River, he's dead now, but He almost died, and then he came back and he said he saw a lot of preachers down in hell. But see, it falls on deaf ears. Then what they did, they tell, oh, he was on drugs, and then he saw things that's not true. But see, God allowed him to go through that to tell him, hey, this thing is not it. And like I say, then we had that Joe from Forest River. He really came back, and he went around for 3 years telling the people, that's not it. And then I went I took it a step further. I went to find out that thing that he knew that's out there. I just found it by this Brother Branham. And Brother Jackson was really the ministry of that angel. That it is, behold, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mischief of God should be finished. All that Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, all they were the vocal cord of that angel. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the dreadful day of the Lord comes. And we're just sending out these warning shots because here in a few years' time, all that will come to fruition. And you're going to see the devil being chained up, and you're going to see the coming of the Lord. You're going to see exactly what it says when Jesus comes back. And they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, hide us from him that's coming back. And this year is here, and this generation. And that's all we're doing. We're just warning the people. That's the only thing we can do. He told Ezekiel, if you don't warn them, I'm going to hold you accountable. And if we don't warn them, and if we don't do our part, God's going to hold us accountable. But see, that's all as far as we can do. We can't go around twisting arms. We can't go and make up their mind. You gotta seek around salvation with fear and trembling. We're just trying to make it easy. All you gotta do is accept the message for your day, and then you're off to the very supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just wanna come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, and we just wanna help people to understand that you brought us out from that religious system in order to lead us to that ministry of your day and hour, Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, the righteousness of our day and hour. And now we can let people know where you're, what you've done in this hour, and we can present something to those Hutterite people, Lord. We can present them the truth, Lord, so they can be set free from these religious bondage, Lord. I know growing up you put such a burden on my heart for those people, Lord, but now we have something to offer them, and it's up to them to accept it, Lord. So we just want to present it to them, Lord, that it's available for whosoever will. And we just want to give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.